If you will stand in honor of the scriptures, then I'll read the three verses. And thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel, saying, Whosoever curses his God shall bear his sin, and he that blasphemeth the name of the Lord, he shall surely be put to death. And all the congregation shall certainly stone him, as well the stranger, as he that is born in the land, when he blasphemeth the name of the Lord, shall be put to death. And Moses spake to the children of Israel that they should bring forth him that had cursed out of the camp, and stone him with stones. And the children of Israel did as the Lord commanded Moses. You may be seated. Today my message is a little bit different. It's about what's going to happen next week. It's about Super Bowl halftime entertainment. Israel failed to exterminate the Canaanite Jews when they went in the Promised Land. As a result of their failure to obey God, Israel were told not to kill them any longer. They were to let them live, but they were also to continue not to marry them or to make any covenants with them. For they were to remain as a test for Israel. If Israel married any of them, they were told that they would serve their gods, not the other way around. That is, if they married them, they would not or could not serve the God of the Bible, the God of Israel. The Canaanites could never ever serve our God. What were these people like? How different acting were they from Israel? Well, the same is true today. The Canaanite, Edomite, Ashkenazi Jew descendants are still here in the earth, and so is Israel. We have the same people living in our land as we had living in the Promised Land, plus many other different people or strangers. Is Israel passing their test or are they failing? The purpose of this sermon is to see how Israel is doing. I'm now going to read Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 9 through 14. When thou art come into the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not learn to do after the abomination of these nations. There shall not be found among you any one that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that uses divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer. For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord. And because of these abominations, the Lord thy God doth drive them out from before thee. Thou shalt be perfect with the Lord thy God. For these nations which thou shalt possess, hearken unto observer of times and unto diviners. But as for thee, the Lord thy God hath not suffered thee to do so. Now I'm going to read one verse from Leviticus 19:31. Regard not them that have familiar spirits, neither seek after wizards to be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God. Let me ask you a question. Does America seek after wizards? Well, Harry Potter is one of many examples, isn't it? Let me ask you another question. Do they regard them that have familiar spirits? They regard many people who have familiar spirits. Do they hearken to anyone who does necromancy, which means they communicate with the dead? Yes, America does. Since God is the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth, and the determiner of all things, any attempt to know and control the future outside of God is to set up another God in contempt of the Lord. Movie stars, some politicians, sports stars, and rock stars are treated by many of our people like gods and goddesses. You notice how the press just follows them all around? There are women who are called groupies who will just throw their bodies at them. Ephesians 6:12 says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." Almost all of these stars tell of a common theme. Most of them have testified that once they are on the stage, once they have a microphone in front of their face, they become possessed by evil spirits or demons. Many also say they are possessed and do what's called automatic writing. That is, the demons tell them what to write. They have no consciousness of what they're writing, with the result of what they wanted for a script for their play, or a television show, or a political move, or a movie. I am going to quote from a lot of people here. And I have the book and page number, which I'm not going to read to you, but you can read it on our website. The first person I'm going to quote is Shirley MacLaine, whose real name is Shirley MacLaine Beatty. She had this to say, quote, "I had seen so many channels and mediums over the past few years. I decided I would apply the same thing to show business. I simply channeled a character that we had created. This time I allowed the character to inhabit me. I trusted that the magic would work. Channeling and inspiration had become one and the same." Unquote. Why would Satan be interested in possessing movie stars? In possessing rock stars, in possessing television stars, political stars, sports stars? It's because Satan will deceive the whole world. Occult teaching has exploded in the last 100 years. Anton LaVey, whose real name is Howard Stanton Levy, the head priest of the Church of Satan, said, quote, "The TV set, or satanic family altar, has grown more elaborate since the early 50s, from the tiny fuzzy screen to huge entertainment centers covering entire walls with several TV monitors. What started as an innocent respite from everyday life has become in itself a replacement for real life for millions, a major religion of the masses. Denzel Washington, Oprah Winfrey, Shirley MacLaine, Robin Williams, Johnny Depp, Meryl Streep, Katy Perry are just a few of almost all major stars who have testified by their own writings that they are being aided and are being possessed by an evil spirit or a demon. They all say their performances are lending credibility to the New Age movement. Anton LaVey says, quote, Satan has been brainwashing people through the last 100 years. Television, again he calls it the satanic family altar, is the major mainstream for the Church of Satan. We feel that all religions are coming around to Satanism, unquote. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 says that now the Spirit speaketh expressly, that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Doctrine of devils. The following are some of these terrible doctrines. Aleister Crowley stated that the New Age consists of, quote, free sex, free drugs, and a rebellious shift against the moral values of the Bible, unquote. All the things that are continuously presented in the movies and television today are in the New Age. Crowley pointed to the popularity of the cinema as proof positive that we are in the New Age, and championed Hollywood's demonic element, which would be able to trick people into accepting New Age's philosophy of free sex, drugs, and occultism. Matthew 23, verse 27 says, quote, Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead man's bones and all uncleannesses, unquote. It could have been spoken to modern day actors. Beautiful or handsome on the outside, but full of the most dreaded stuff on the inside. Aleister Crowley wrote that one of the best ways to be possessed by an evil spirit was by the following method. Quote, There are three main methods for invoking any deity. The third method is the dramatic, perhaps the most attractive of all. Certainly, it is so to the artist's temperament, for it appeals to his imagination through his aesthetic sense. In the third method, identity is attained by sympathy. It is very difficult for the ordinary man to lose himself completely in the subject of a play. But for those who can, this method is unquestionably the best. The best way for a person to be possessed by a demon is to take part in a play or, in modern time, a movie. Actors and actresses can and are being possessed by evil spirits. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11 teaches us to, quote, Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, unquote. We are very ignorant of Satan's schemes. Let's look at some of Hollywood's biggest stars had to say about the real reason for their success. The first one is Rudolph Valentino, who was the big star of the silent movies. Quote, every night Natasha, his wife, would hold a seance, calling forth help from the spirit world in her creative undertaking. Then pencil and paper in hand, she would go into a trance and start writing. This is automatic writing. After her outpourings were typed, they were brought to the set the next day and given to the director, unquote. Now another quote. The more we investigated this remarkable gift of automatic writing, the more convinced we became of the great truth which lay behind it. The truth of evolution and the truth of communication with the so-called dead, unquote, was very common in those days. Quote again, in Hollywood, tarot cards, crystal balls, Ouija boards, and hoodoo powers were complete sellouts. And studio warehouses reported thefts of cauldrons and other bits of hardware associated with magic, unquote. Modesty and sexual chastity were forgotten and not obeyed by the masses as they began to follow the lead of the stranger amongst them. Greta Garbo, whose real name is Greta Gustafson. Quote, when the devil cannot reach us through the spirit, he creates a beautiful woman to tempt us through the flesh. That was written in the beginning of one of her famous films. Greta said, quote, I don't have anyone to whom I could talk freely. So I went to occultists, devil worshippers, mind readers, and those who occupied themselves with the summoning of the spirit. During my dreams, I heard their voices, unquote. She further said, quote, this led me to astrology, occultism, and magic. I read books and magazines on these elusive subjects. Later, when reading alone could not satisfy my interest, I began searching out mediums, fortune tellers, card readers, and anyone else with extrasensory perception, unquote. Mae West, whose real name was Mary West, quote, when she, Mae West, was upset that no one had been able to come up with a script idea, she had walked about her room saying, forces, forces, come to me and help me write a script. She would begin to hear voices and images as the plot was revealed to her. Mae would summon stenographers to work with her around the clock as she would lie in a trance-like state, dictating as the spirits entered, unquote. She became known as a one-person sexual revolution. Psalm chapter 11, verse 22 teaches that, quote, as a jewel of gold in a pig's snout, so is a fair woman which is without discretion, unquote. Next one is Joan Crawford, Her real name is Lucille Faye LeSure. Quote, "When Miss Crawford arrived on a movie set, she immediately requested the air conditioning be turned up higher. I always do my best work when the set is cold," she said. As a true believer in the new age, she felt the coldness would bring in the spirits to help with her performance, unquote. Crawford aligned herself with the spirit world and used her influence to draw people away from Christianity. Marlena Dietrich, she never took a role without getting the advice of her astrologers, who had ties with Aleister Crowley. Dietrich strongly advocated that parents make astrology charts of and for their children. Now I'm going to read you Isaiah chapter 47, verse 11. And verses 13 through 14, it says, "Therefore shall evil come upon thee. Thou shalt not know from whence it riseth. And mischief shall fall upon thee. Thou shalt not be able to put it off. And desolation shall come upon thee suddenly, which thou shalt not know. Thou art wearied in the multitude of thy counsels. Let now the astrologers, the stargazers, the monthly procrastinators stand up and save thee from these things that shall come upon thee. Behold, they shall be a stubble. The fire shall burn them. They shall not deliver themselves from the power of the flame. There shall not be a coal to warm at, no fire to set before it." Marlena Dietrich uttered these words in her opposition to the Holy Scripture and in her desire to follow the occult idea of the New Age. Quote, "Yes, yes, that's just to console us. It all comes from the Bible. But one can't believe that now, can one?" Unquote. Now we get to more modern times. Lucille Ball, the I Love Lucy show, was frowned on when it first began because she repeatedly lied to her husband and her friends. But she did the show because of her regard for the evil spirit that appeared under her. Quote, "It was the spirit of actress Carol Lombard who guided Lucille Ball into taking a chance on television and accepting the offer to star in I Love Lucy. When the glamorous comedian who had died in an airplane crash in 1942 appeared to Lucy in 1951, it was considered very risky to leave the large screen for the small one. Because Lucille Ball accepted the spirit's urging to, quote, take a chance, honey, unquote, she made television history. Lucille said to her medium, quote, I want to thank you again for bringing in my teacher in spirit. I read about some of the seances you've held. I always thought I would be fascinating to bring in. It would be fascinating to bring in a spirit. Marilyn Monroe, whose real name is Norma Jean Baker, was used as a change agent to propel our society into the free sex movement of the 1960s. Marilyn was in the occult. It was said that she would go into trances before her performances. One of Monroe's close personal psychics said that she would, quote, draw attention from the spirit world asking for their guidance, unquote. Marilyn attested that a force was working in her. Quote, Jekyll and Hyde, more than two. I'm so many people. They shock me sometimes. I wish it was just me, unquote. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 24 through 25 and verse 29 teaches us to, quote, keep thee from evil woman and from the flattery of the tongue of a strange woman. Lust not after her beauty in thy heart, neither let her take thee with her eyelids. For he that goeth into his neighbor's wife, whosoever touches her shall not be innocent, unquote. The sexual revolution began in 1961. More people had sex without marriage, and more had sex at a younger age. Anton LaVey made Hollywood, as well as television, his main means of satanic evangelism. Kim Novak, Sammy Davis Jr., and James Mansfield, who was a high priestess of the Church of Satan, led their fans in the admiration for the Church of Satan. Anton LaVey said, quote, you've got quite a legacy of satanic writers, film producers, and directors who have made their own pacts. They've proven themselves to have canningly wit and encourage beyond the best of their time, unquote. LaVey then added, quote, the devil has supreme power on this earth. Now that's Anton LaVey's voice speaking. If you want anything here, the devil can give it to you if you join him, unquote. Jane Mansfield, whose real name was Vera Jane Palmer, was reported by Anton LaVey, quote, Jane was very proud of the fact that if she liked something enough, she would commit it to memory. At the time, the Satanic Bible was still in monograph form, and Jane had pored over those pages until she knew most of it by heart, unquote. Peter Sellers, whose real name is Richard Henry Sellers, tells of his big acting success in the movies, The Return of the Pink Panther 1, 2, and 3. He wrote that his mediocre career became a success after he was possessed by evil spirits. Quote, it's rather like being a medium and laying yourself wide open and saying, I want a character to inhabit my body, or I want a spirit to take charge of me so that I can produce what I hope to produce, unquote. Star Trek. Quote, what happens is that I bring them out into this world, the world of humanity, and they take their place among them, among us. But I don't think I created them. They already exist. I just introduced them. That's really where the whole idea of Star Trek came from. I'm just a vehicle, a transporter, unquote. Roseanne Barr. She writes of her channeling that was done on a regular basis. Quote, it would all just come pouring out as if I were in a trance. And not until I reread it did I know what it was about. Sometimes it would scare me to read it because it seemed to belong to another place and time. I would wonder, where did I get this? Unquote. Anton LaVey added, keep yourself constantly open to the demons who will whisper in your ear. An old meeting a demon used to be closer to muse, a guiding, inspirational spirit, unquote. Kevin Bacon said, quote, part of acting is to lose yourself in the moment, to let the chaos or the muse come and just enter and happen organically, unquote. Meryl Streep, whose real name is Meryl Streep, said about her, quote, or put another way, perhaps that is the real meaning of channeling. A channeler puts aside the conscious mind and surrenders to another identity. That's the phenomenon I saw in Meryl, unquote. Wynona Ryder, whose real name is Wynona Laura Horowitz. Her godfather was Timothy Leary, who was the LSD advocate and a great friend of Aleister Crowley. Her mother was a Buddhist, and her father was a Jewish atheist. Quote, my grandmother is still alive and has a lot of letters and pictures of relatives. And there's this one particular relative who was my age when she died. She was a violinist and an actor, and she looked like me. I've had this feeling for the last 8 years that she was there guiding me and helping me with my performances, unquote. Oprah Winfrey, quote, it's during these moments, usually while jogging the winding trails on her Indiana farm, that Winfrey becomes overwhelmed by the sense that old spirits are trying to get in touch with her. And it's during these moments that this woman who loves to talk stops dead in her tracks simply to listen. Winfrey said that she has come to know each of them personally and calls them in, these are the evil spirits, to guide her in her work. If you watch her closely, you know how anti-Christian she is. Michael Landon, whose real name is Eugene Maurice Horowitz, quote, I felt my father's presence with me, enlightening my memories. I really heard my father speaking to me from another dimension, filling my mind with just the right words. The story came so fast and was so right in 3 days, the script was complete, unquote. Leonardo DiCaprio. Quote, Leo's like a medium. He opens his body and his mind to receive messages coming from another person's life, unquote. Television and Hollywood has gotten worse over the years, not better. We now have Katy Perry, the daughter of two pastors, who started out singing gospel songs but now has sold her soul to the devil. She is taking the message of the evil spirits and made songs and dresses immodestly that will steal many of the children to the way of the Jew. We have Jewish comedians who blaspheme Jesus Christ. One of the most recent was Sarah Silverman, who says in her storyline that many say that the Jews were the ones who have killed Jesus Christ. She said that the Jews, her people, put the blame on the Romans. She then gives the punchline. She blames the blacks. Then she continues by saying, quote, good. I hope the Jews did kill Christ. I'd do it again. And then she used a bad word, do it again in a second, unquote. Sarah has two sisters, one who is a rabbi and the other an actress. Yes, a feminine rabbi who lives in Jerusalem. Sarah has appeared on several talk shows and is growing in popularity. Then, of course, there's Ellen DeGeneres, Roseanne O'Donohue, who are out-of-the-closet homosexuals. Others like Conan O'Brien, who blaspheme our Savior on a regular basis. Then there is The View, which has as its hostesses Whoopi Goldberg, whose real name is Carolyn Elaine Johnson, the lesbian who is married to a Jew, Barbara Waters, the Jewish feminist interviewer, and the Jewish hostess Joe Behar, whose real name is Jofina Victoria, and I can't pronounce this one, Ochiotu, who called Nevada Republican U.S. senatorial candidate Sharon Angel a bitch, and she's going to hell in comments about her anti-Harry Reid commercial about illegal aliens. He said it right on the air. I must also add that last Friday, The View had as their theme, who was my mentor? Joy Behar's mentor was Gloria Steinem, the Jewish leader of the feminist movement. Big surprise. There are other judges. There are the judges with their court shows, divorce and small claims. A Jewish woman who has a long-standing show. A couple of black men and women have theirs. Hispanic has one. I think there's a one white man judge. Have you ever wondered what view on court procedures these judges give in their judgments? Is it the God of the Bible, or is it the view of the Canaanites? Now let's get back to Marilyn Monroe. Chicago was the town that Frank Sinatra sang, did not pay attention to who? Chicago, Chicago, that wonderful town. They didn't pay any attention to Billy Sunday. Why did he sing this? Because many Chicagoans drank, gambled, and chased women. The direct opposite of what Billy Sunday preached against. What a crazy town. But they pay attention to Marilyn Monroe. It's a town that has a statue to the founding fathers trio of George Washington, Hyman Solomon, and Robert Morris. A town that had its Teamsters president, Jimmy Hoffa, murdered and his body never found. A town that had its longest serving mayor, Richard Daley, who was the son of a former mayor of Chicago, who led the city to its largest deficit ever. A town that has its present mayor, Rahm Emanuel, who was former aide to President Obama. A town that has more of its share of criminals like Al Capone. A town that has sponsored the Clinton-Bush-Obama presidential regime for over 20 years. And here's something I didn't know. They now have a 20-foot statue. Who's the 20-foot statue of? Does anybody know? I have a picture of it. I can show you after the service. It's a 20-foot statue, 26-foot statue. That's over four times higher than I am. So it's a very big statue to honor a foolish and immoral woman. This is an evil and clear indicator of America's dire spiritual condition. every God-fearing, Bible-believing Christian ought to be angry over this evil smut in total disregard for God, nation, and decency. The seven-year itch is a horrible, horrible, wicked movie produced in 1954 that promotes lust and adultery, starring Marilyn Monroe. In the film, electric fans blow up her skirt into the air, and her private area is exposed for all to lust upon. This is the whorish and whoremongering evil works of Hollywood. Because of this particular scene, which is now made permanent, actually caused a divorce between her and Joe DiMaggio, her husband. Monroe was 28 at the time of the filming. She died at the age of 36. The blatant misuse of power and treason by our leaders, a woeful lack of understanding and concern by Christian leaders, and the homosexualization of our nation by elite pedophiles, feminist lesbians, and intense God-haters is now apparent. The seven-year itch statue of Marilyn Monroe on Michigan Avenue in Chicago is of the devil. This is plain evidence of the decadent moral condition of our nation. They have taken carnality to a whole new level. Chicago is a hellhole. It's sad enough that a whore like Marilyn Monroe would be honored, but to display a 26-foot-tall statue, viewing a woman's skirt for everyone to view her private area, is the height of wickedness. When lewd and adulterous men come to power, all forms of wickedness flourish. Chicago's new mayor, Rahm Emanuel, was part of the Clinton-Bush-Obama criminal senatet gang. They're all puppets of the evil banksters, having sold their souls for worldly wealth, pleasures, and prosperity. I believe they're all possessed. Proverbs 29, verse 2 says, quote, "When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked bear rule, the people mourn," unquote. There is much reason to mourn in America these days. It's a sad time for the New Testament church. Witnessing widespread sexual immorality and criminal corruption increasing day to day. Television, movies, plays, politics, and sports continue on their downward spiral. All of them continue to lead us to the way of the Jew. And now I come to the topic of my sermon. One week from today will be the Super Bowl. And the halftime entertainment. Who did the National Football League choose to handle the halftime show? Madonna. Her real name is Madonna Louise Ciccone. Madonna said that MTV and television are poison. She doesn't even let her children watch television, even though MTV used to be one of the biggest providers of Madonna's videos to the public, mostly teenagers. Anton LaVey said, quote, "Sexual freedom is something that we consider to be very important, to be the necessary requisite of the Church of Satan. We feel that everyone should have the opportunity to involve himself with the so-called fetishes and the so-called admiration that they would deserve," unquote. Only God knows just how many teenage girls have been corrupted by the evil influences of Madonna. In 1992, Madonna released a coffee table book titled Sex. She also traveled to Tel Aviv in Israel to pursue her studies in the Kabbalah, as do many in the entertainment business. You can notice by the red thing around their arm. She has stated on television shows that she is not Jewish, but she follows the books that teach of the many procedures of Jewish magic. The Kabbalah is the book of Freemasonry and is as anti-Christian as you can get. By 1992, Madonna's popularity stretched across the world and she established herself as a sharp, confident businesswoman. She signed a 60-year contract with Time Warner, which included her own record company, and called for her to make videos, films, books, merchandise, and more than 6 albums. The announcement of the deal was timed with the release of the album Erotica, an extended video, an adults-only picture book called Sex, featuring black and white photographs in which Madonna appears mostly without clothes on. She was even shown hitchhiking, wearing nothing but high heels. The book was a bestseller across the country. Madonna's of the devil. In fact, she even praises the devil in her song, Beautiful Stranger. And you remember her infamous kissing of Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera on the TV show. Madonna blasphemes Jesus Christ in her filthy book, Sex, and also portrays herself as receiving oral sex from a dog. She even says that she doesn't care if she goes to hell. Notice the lyrics from part of the song that she leads her audience in singing the chorus. Here's the chorus of the song. If you want to see it, you can go and on YouTube and see her. She's leading the whole audience singing this song. I'll just read the chorus. In the land they call Down Under, ain't nobody gonna steal my thunder. I'm in a land where they say good day, ain't nobody gonna stand in my way. I'm gonna beat my drums, I'm gonna ring my bell, and I don't give a blank if I go to hell. It's tragic that 10 of millions of teenage girls around the world would have been corrupted by the evil influences of Madonna. Only God knows how much fornication, adultery, bestiality, public nudity, homosexuality, divorce, abortion, and other sins have been caused by Madonna's whorish influence on women. Like a virgin, like a prayer, Papa don't preach, borderline, material girl, express yourself, Vogue, beautiful stranger, Justify My Love are just a few of Madonna's songs that she could sing at halftime of the Super Bowl. What a choice. Unless the National Football League agrees with what Madonna is teaching. Maybe the NFL is part of the Illuminati as she is too. Now my conclusion. Television performers, radio personalities, movie actors and actresses, rock stars, Many sports stars and political stars have testified that they are possessed, especially when they are in front of a camera. They had evil spirits either dictated the script and or helped them perform the roles. What have the demons wanted in the scripts and in the performances? A breakdown of the moral conduct as taught in the Bible. Sexual sins are abounding with a complete lack of any modesty or chastity. Frequent sexuality with many partners without a marriage covenant. Immodest dressing and homosexuality have now become the accepted way of behavior, not the ways of our God. We are living in a selfish world today. America's infatuation with sexual immorality, lasciviousness, homosexuality, and nudity is fueled by greed, lust, and selfishness. Shortly, there'll be a movie about Liberace. The two stars of the movie, Matt Dillon and Michael Douglas, will perform a homosexual act portraying Liberace with his homosexual lover. The gays can't wait to see it. The whores who are willing to strip naked, or nearly naked, to make a buck are helping to destroy America. Carrie Underwood, Britney Spears, Trisha Yearwood, Katy Perry, Taylor Swift, Matrina McBride, Paris Hilton, Dolly Parton, Hannah Montana, the Dixie Chicks, and thousands more. Every woman who has ever posed naked in a dirty magazine such as Playboy will give account to God for helping destroy marriages, wreck home, cause rapes, and lead men away from God. Pornography is no trifle matter to God. Hebrews 13:4 says, marriage is honorable to all, and the bed undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers God will judge, unquote. In Matthew 5:28, Jesus says, but I say unto you, that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her has committed adultery with her already in his heart, unquote. Women who strip naked in a filthy movie or in an immoral magazine or in a television show are deliberately causing tens of millions of men and women to have lustful desires that are unholy, covetous, and adulterous. Quote, when the Lord thy God shall cut off the nations from before thee, whither thou goest to possess them, and thou succeedest them and dwellest in their land, take heed to thyself, that thou be not snared by following them, after that thou be destroyed from before thee. And that thou inquire not after their gods, saying, how did these nations serve their gods? Even so will I do likewise. Thou shalt not do so unto the Lord thy God. For every abomination to the Lord which he hateth, have they done unto their gods. For even their sons and their daughters they have burnt in the fire to their gods. What things soever I command you, observe to do it. Thou shalt not add thereto, nor diminish from it. That was from Deuteronomy chapter 12, verses 29 through 32. How has America done? Have they passed or failed the test? Let's see. So now America will have a person who hates Christianity perform at the Super Bowl. She will lead millions of America's youth to disobey the commands of the God of the Bible. The person who has featured scenes of nudity, homosexuality, mild sadomasochism, and overt sexual simulations of many of her videos, I will take the center stage. But Donna is a sicko pervert with no regard for God or decency. She is an avid follower of the Jewish Kabbalah. What a great choice for the halftime show, which is probably the biggest audience on television. It is as good as the Rolling Stones. I guess we have failed. Our Father, we come to you thankful for the warnings that you have left us in the Scriptures. Our people failed to murder the wicked seed line. Then you said they were to remain and be a test for you. We have constantly and consistently failed. With a few bright moments, we have risen up and stood against them. Our whole lives and the lives of young people are full of the way and the abominations of the Jewish people. If we would just turn and follow you, there'd be no banks that would charge any interest, which would solve a major problem in the world. We would go back to a military that was just Israel. We'd be apartheid, and eventually all other races would go back to their own lands that you gave them. You have chosen us to be your people. You chose us to be a separate people. I wonder what the Christians think that word means. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, whose mercy endureth for generations upon generations. Remember the covenant that you swore and made with our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Amen.